here it is live. Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Pops and Low Radio Show with your host, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Low.
All right. Thank you, Andrew Jones, for that wonderful intro. I hope you're doing well. This is the Pops and Low Radio Show. We are the purveyors of odd news. And Low, we've got, hopefully, a special guest coming on the show today. I know there's been some communication issues, but we're going to keep our fingers crossed.
Either way, we're going to roll with the punches. We'll see what happens. We can always figure something out.
That's right. Hopefully, the person we're waiting for, his name is Paul Scardino. He's got the world record-holding largest Funko Pop collection.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, quite a feat considering we found out, Pops, you actually sent me a message earlier this week for just one that you looked at randomly, and the cost was like $2,000.
$2,000, and then I did a little research, and that doesn't even compare to some of the ones that are out there.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure, and especially like the more rare they get.
Yeah,
I'm sure that the, you know, the more expensive they get. I wonder if there's like a Funko Pop auction.
You know, we're going to talk to him about that. We're going to see if, you know, if he trades. You know, I'm sure there's got to be, it's got to be like a whole Funko Pop world. And there's probably Funko Pops that, you know, that he wants that he doesn't have. And he might have something, maybe duplicates of something that somebody else wants that they don't have.
Exactly. And that's what I'm wondering. Like, I wonder what the high ticket item is. Like, there's got to be one that's like the most ultra rare.
Yeah.
You can't find it. It was only one made. Like,
we never know. And plus, we've got, as always, we've got our odd news stories.
Oh, yeah. Always all reliable.
And we got those lined up. So we're going to be taking your calls as well. You can always be part of the Pops and Low Radio Show at 602-475-2000. Or you can use the live, chat link right
chat
there.
Link.
Chat link right there on Facebook.
Link of the chat.
Link of the chat. So anyway, so why don't we get on with the show? We're going to be talking about a little bit of odd news. And if Paul Scardino happens to pop in, we'll bring him in right away. What do you think?
Don't be surprised.
You never know, right?
Hey, you never know.
You never know.
We like to stay on our toes here.
That's exactly right. All right. So let's see. Let's go to the first story. And let's just jump right into it.
Moving on up. And so just while Pops gets that pulled up, real quick segue. So you guys that are watching, you are watching, just as a reminder, here on the Say What You Will Radio Network.
That is correct.
In and of itself. Okay? We are strictly our own entity.
That's right.
Feel free to check out SayWhatYouWillRadioNetwork.com for all of our shows, because, yes, we do have more than one.
That's correct.
So feel free.
Oh, by the way, and we're kind of expanding.
Yeah, we
you
are.
You know, so
making some different moves here.
Making some different moves. So we're on Facebook right now. I think we're going to expand. We're going to have a Pops and Low Radio Show YouTube page.
Ooh.
You know, just for the heck of it.
You know, because why not?
That's right.
Because this is America.
And you can always find our, our audio podcasts.
Right there on Anchor.
On Anchor,
Spotify.
Or you just go right to saywhatyouwillradio.com.
That's
all right
the
there.
That's the best way. And then you can hit whatever you want.
That's exactly right. But if you're watching the show and you like the show and you've never seen the show and you don't really like the page, I'm going to ask that you do like the page.
Yeah,
share the page.
Jerk.
Go just ahead. Kidding. Yeah, share the page. Share it out to your friends and family because this is clean, wholesome fun.
Yeah, clean. Definitely. I would say at least PG. You know, so not quite 13, but PG.
That's correct. You're right about that, Lo. So this comes out of China.
China.
A Chinese company has come under fire for fining lazy employees who take more than one toilet break every day.
Oh. So if you have multiple bowel movements a day.
Yeah.
Sir.
Now listen, if you got the quick trots, you got to stay home.
The quick trots. There's so many great names and different ways to describe what's going on there.
That's correct.
Take the Browns to the Super Bowl.
So there's a lot of puns in this story. I want you to pay attention.
Oh.
And if you can pick out the puns.
Super punny.
Just raise your hand or throw it out
there
in the
comment.
Oh,
I will raise my hand, teacher.
Throw it out there in the comment section when you catch the puns. So Anpu.
Oh.
Electric Science and Technology, a Chinese corporation based in Dongguan.
Wow.
Guangdong province. Admitted to enforcing a bizarre once a day toilet break policy and fining employees who break it with 20 yen. That's $3 in American dollars.
$3?
$3 to take
a number one
or number two, apparently.
You know what? Sometimes if it's that urgent, I would pay more than $3.
Heck yeah, that seems like a bargain to me.
I feel like it might be worth the crime might fit the punishment.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so I would I'm with you. You know, I might even open an account. You know, just bill it, put it on my tab.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll pay it at the end of the month.
I'll leave a card. Yeah, I'll leave a card on file. You guys can just charge it because telling you this right now, one a day isn't always acceptable.
One a day is not enough. I'm sorry. But according to notices issued by the company and leaked on social media by disgruntled employees, at least 7 staff members were penalized on December 20th and 21st. The rule has sparked outrage online, but company officials explained management's decision to create the bizarre rule by saying that many employees were lazy and used toilet breaks to smoke and avoid, you guessed it, their duties.
Ha ha! There's the first one. Well, second, considering the title of the place that they work at.
And leaked.
Oh, yes. And
on
leaked.
On social media.
I did miss that one. Donald
Malone's in the room, by the way.
Shout out Donald. I saw him this morning at practice. How are you, buddy?
Good morning or good evening, Donald Malone.
So let's see. We're 3 puns deep.
Uh-huh.
They're $3 short. So we're doing well here. But I'm telling you, there's so many factors that come into that. Like, am I drinking a lot of fluid? What if I'm someone like one of those guys that carries around the big gallons of water?
Right.
You know, it's a gym rat. Bam. He's always carrying that thing around.
Now, I'm wondering if that it probably doesn't apply to your lunch hour. And maybe in China, maybe you don't get a lunch hour. I don't know.
I mean, at this point.
You know what I'm saying? You're 12 years old. You're building iPhones.
Yeah.
What could you?
You're in a Nike sweatshop.
You're building Nike tennis shoes.
How many times do they delegate even you having lunch and or a bathroom break?
That's right. It goes on to say, we are helpless. The fact is that the workers are lazy at work, a company manager told Guangdong TV. The management talked with those workers many times, but didn't achieve a positive result.
Yeah, because what about that conversation is going to go smoothly? Oh, you can tell me when I can use the restroom?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's like that movie, The Interview, where they talk about how they believe Kim Jong-un doesn't pee or poo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in that movie, they make a joke like they believe that he's such a supreme leader that he doesn't defecate.
Oh, wow. Since when does that make you supreme? That's my question.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. What about that makes you inhuman? Like, I feel like if anything, I mean, I guess it makes you inhuman. Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know how it makes you superior to me.
I don't know. I wonder if Superman went to the bathroom. Hey, it's Kelly Harity Smith here from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hey, we know you.
Yeah, we know you. How you doing, Kelly? It's nice to see you that you're in the room. Chow added that the toilet break limiting rule was deemed a better alternative to firing staff.
So you're going to fire people? Okay, now listen. If Buddy says, hey, I'm going to the bathroom and you catch him smoking, different.
Right.
Caught him. But how do you delegate when they have to go to the bathroom or not?
I don't know.
And if it's got to the point where a rule needs to be instituted, obviously you're catching these people.
That's right.
So just don't put the bathroom break on the employees who maybe legitimately just have more bowel movements than most.
Maybe that should be an interview question.
How many bowel movements do you average a day? How many are we talking a week? We got to factor that into what we pay you.
They said finding new workers would have been more difficult. You know, there are a country over a billion people.
And I promise somebody needs a job.
I'm calling foul.
Yeah, I promise.
Something stinks.
Right. Right. I promise of those billion people, some of them don't smoke, so they're not going to do anything other than go to the bathroom.
I don't know. He also clarified that offenders had not been asked to pay the 20 yen fines. Instead, the amount was deducted from their monthly bonuses.
Oh,
they get bonuses over there in China.
Okay.
Good for them. Good for them. Interestingly, accordingly to company policy, workers wanting to take more than one toilet break a day have to register with their boss before visiting the restroom, which only enraged Chinese netizens even more. However, there were some people who actually sympathized with the company. There you go. There's bunch of, in a billion bunch people, you're going to find a couple sympathizers.
Bunch of Karens.
That's right. They are forced to do this, one person commented on Chinese website 163.com. Some employers use the toilet for far too long and use it frequently. It will no doubt hurt the company's productivity. However, the most people blasted Anpu Electric Science and Technology and its management, calling the rule exploitative and humiliating.
I just, you know, like, isn't that very capitalistic of them? You know,
well, I don't
know. We're worried about the penny pinchers here because they're trying to save every buck they can get.
I don't know if it's the penny pinchers they're worried about.
The other pinchers.
Right. Anyways, however, most people blasted. I read that. What era is it? The freedom of going to the toilet has become a luxury. One person lamented.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Okay. Yeah. $3 is not the end of the world. But $3, if you're consistently having to, you know, who knows what they're, if they are having their lunch break in this sweatshop, if they are, you know, having these normal,
$3,
who knows what the cafe serves?
We don't know what they make an hour over there. So we don't know if $3 is huge.
That could
be
3 hours of their time. Who knows?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know, that would have been interesting, a point of fact to know.
Oh, man.
Let's see. News of the toilet break penalty caught the attention of the Dongguan Municipal Human Resources and Social Security Bureau. Officials there have started an investigation into the matter, but they've already told Chinese publication The Paper that the rule was illegal.
You know what? I'm glad. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm not really, you know, the most standard union guy and that type of thing, but hey, you're not going to limit me on my bathroom breaks, buddy.
That's what I'm saying. Here's, you know how you solve it? You just put cameras in the bathrooms.
If you're that concerned, that way you can delegate who's going one and two and who's walking out the back door.
That's right. You know what I mean? They've got the technology. Just make the face fuzzy. You know, when you
make the face fuzzy? No, they should make everything else fuzzy.
Well, and you got to be able to see what they're doing. That's the whole point.
No, it's very simple. Well, then again, I was about to say if you enter the stall or if you don't, but for women, or how do you know?
Just like the old days when you would walk into a bathroom and there was an attendant in there, just the attendant.
Hire another attendant.
Hire an attendant.
If he starts seeing people slip out the back, problem solved.
You know, have a walkie-talkie, you know? We've got
Dave and accounting's going number two.
Well, you only report when they're not, when they're smoking. Or
I feel like if you're going this diligent, if you're worried about efficiency to that degree, somebody has a spreadsheet.
That's right.
Of number of times Dave from accounting, you know, went secondary.
Your brother says hi. Oh, tell Dave we all said hello, and we have some news.
Oh,
it's not written in stone yet, but we may be traveling to Pittsburgh soon.
And so, by we,
I mean me and the wife.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah. So I may actually pack the equipment and run the show from Pittsburgh.
And I'll be here
on
not
Zoom.
Running the show.
Well, you'll be just like another guest.
Ah, did you hear that, people? Did you hear what he delegated me to? Wow.
Yes. So apparently toilet breaks are a serious issue in China, with private companies taking all sorts of weird measures to keep the time spent by staff in the restroom to a minimum. Last year, we wrote about a corporation that had installed timers on bathroom stalls, and SCMP reports that in 2018, tech giant NetEase spent 2 million yen to block internet service in the bathrooms.
Oh, see, that's not a terrible idea.
That's a smart idea, right?
That I'm okay with. Yes, Aunt Kelly, just for clarification, I'm pretty sure you would know where he's going to be going in Pittsburgh. Just a slight guess. He'll be pretty close.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we're going to see everybody.
Yeah.
So it's going to be pretty exciting. Let's see. So that's it. That's any word from our friend,
our sponsors?
From Paul Scardino.
No, I know exactly what you meant. So far, I have nothing from Paul Scardino at the moment, which is extremely upsetting. However,
yeah,
the show must go on.
Well, that's right. That's right. So, anything exciting in your world happened this week?
I made it through another week with all this COVID and whatnot going on.
Yeah, yeah. You weren't breaking into the Capitol on Wednesday, were you?
I unfortunately was at work. So, you know, my plans to do destructive things were put on hold. So I, you know, no, I work like pretty much everyone else in America that day, except for those that are currently unemployed. But yeah, I was really looking forward to speaking with the world record holder. So I did want to brainstorm with you, Pops, and if anybody out there is watching,
I would love to.
We still have to think of what we're going to try.
Oh, as far as the
world records.
World records, that's right. I like the sponge to the face idea. I mean, we'll see.
I'm glad you enjoy that prospect.
Yeah.
But if you enjoy it so much, then you'll be the recipient.
I have no problem being the recipient.
Deal.
We just got to find out the sponge, what type of sponge.
Distance. Correct sponges.
It's like 5 feet away, remember?
That's right. That's right. Yep. Yeah. He was like a certain measure of inches distance from him.
That's right.
No, as far as like odd things to happen this week, no, not too much in my world. Do you have anything crazy that you ran into this week?
No, I don't believe so. I was just, just mesmerized by all the crazy news out there.
You know, life as it is currently in 2021. It's still weird to say that.
It is.
It hasn't dawned on me yet, really.
Yeah, 1 week into 2021, and everybody was wishing we had 2020 back.
Yeah, man. That was,
you know what I'm saying?
Wild. Wild, wild, wild.
Well, I got some bad news.
Oh, gosh. Bad, odd
news? Yeah, it's bad, odd news.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I can deal with that.
I mean, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but this is the odd news program, and I don't make the
news.
We
bear all news.
We just report the news. That's right. And so bad news, the organizers of the No Pants Subway Ride, an annual January event held on public transportation in more than a dozen cities worldwide, announced the 2021 event has been canceled.
I wonder why.
Much to the chagrin of Jeffrey Toobin.
Chagrin. We pull out, was that in the article?
No, I...
Oh,
I,
man.
That was my
chagrin.
Ad. Yeah.
Man, we've had Saunter... Now we're working on chagrin.
Well, you remember Jeffrey Toobin.
Yep. Go ahead, recap.
Jeffrey Toobin worked for CNN and I believe
New York Times. Right. That was one of the articles that we, that's right.
That's right. He was
zooming.
He was zooming and he took it out, as they would say on Seinfeld.
Right. As they would say on Seinfeld. That's a good one. That's right. And he was... clothed from the waist up.
Yeah.
And then declothed.
Yeah, so he's like a no pants guy.
Yeah.
You know, and because of Zoom.
How are you? I don't get it.
I don't get it. But because of Zoom, there's been a lot of unpantsed people all across the world. And so I think we've had our fair share of no pants.
Yep, that's... Look,
I don't think we need a subway ride with people with no pants on.
I can't believe this was a thing in the first place. Like, and in multiple cities, at least the naked bike ride in Oregon was strictly in one place.
That's right.
Right. All the nude riders knew where to go to locate this event.
Oh,
but no, if you're a subway person, like how do you run an event in multiple cities at once? Like it's just a group of people without pants on in the subway at that point. Like, it's not like a group.
My brother says, I didn't buy a pair of pants just for the event. Damn.
Missed out on all those sales post the holidays. That's
you
a
know,
shame.
If we had a hidden camera, there's a good chance that your Uncle Dave's probably at this time not wearing pants.
You know what? I'm glad we don't. I am glad we don't.
Well, Improv Everywhere, the performance art group. That has organized the No Pants Subway Ride since the first event was held in 2002 in New York City, said this year's Sans Pants public transit trek has been canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Because, yes, COVID apparently spreads more when you don't have your pants on.
In the waist and lower region. Wow. First off, you said it was like an improv group.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about the no pants is improvisation?
Yeah, well, this is Kelly's response to the no pants comment. I think she meant to say truth.
Truth.
That's good. That's close enough.
That's close enough.
That's more detail than we needed.
Right, yeah, and that's, I mean, I just, why wouldn't, like, hey, we're going to improv. Mm-hmm. Let's improv a world where we all go pantsless. Like, no, you're just a nudist colony now. Like, that's all that is.
I don't get it.
Oh, man.
Now, there's no specification whether or not they got the skivvies going. You know, they. We don't know.
They better.
I would assume so.
I don't care if it's a rally. If you're around me and that's a thing.
Because listen.
Nah.
If you're sitting butt naked on a public transport seat with no underwear on.
And
COVID-19 should be the least of your worries.
It should be the least. I have three letters and an acronym for you that should cover the gamut of everything you should be concerned about.
My utopia.
No. No. Absolutely not.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we are canceling the annual No Pants Subway Ride this year, Improv Everywhere said on the event's social or official website. We look forward to hosting more large-scale events once it's safe to do so.
I don't want to be a part of any live-scale events that these people offer.
Once it's safe to go pantsless.
How do you determine
on
that?
Public transit.
Go swab all the seats for COVID-19. Go start wiping bacteria off. Hey, can you test this in the lab?
Oh.
Jeez. Yeah, when is it ever safe? That's like, there was that dumb lady who was out there licking toilet seats saying it was a COVID challenge.
That's right.
There wasn't a single other person in the world that took part in that challenge.
Do you remember the guy that was licking the doorbells on live PD?
No, what?
Oh, they got him on live PD. Maybe we'll take a quick break. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll let you chat. I might be able to try to pull up the video of the doorbell licker.
Well, go ahead and give it a shot here.
Just keep talking amongst yourselves.
I'll talk amongst myself. Glad that all my other co-hosts and cohorts are here with me. Me, myself, and I. But I just couldn't understand or imagine a situation where public nudity is something that I would consider part of an improv class.
Oh, boy.
Let me mute that for a second.
We're talking here.
Yeah.
And that was not my voice, for those of you that are new to the show. So if you are just tuning in, just a quick recap. Today, we're supposed to have Paul Scardino, Guinness World Record holder of the Funko Pop collection.
That's correct.
He's supposed to be joining us here. Hopefully, he'll jump on here at some point soon. But we actually just came upon a quick recap as we, find our odd news. We actually have an opportunity to show you a video. Here he is of a notorious licker of doorbells.
Yeah, not sure why that stupid thing is up there, but this is our buddy right here.
And, no, he's not our buddy.
He's a doorbell licker.
Say what you will, Radio Network does not condone any type of behavior with this.
See, he's going to town.
Wow.
So let's see if
okay, I feel like this should be rated R.
There he is.
This is... No. Okay, now was this multiple doorbells, or is this ring? Oh,
no, it was just that particular doorbell.
Oh, so there was someone in particular he was... Okay.
Yeah, other people did say that they caught him licking doorbells.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no reason to even understand any of that.
Oh, man. There's just so many. There's not many questions. Question one, what drugs are you on? End of questions. Like, that's pretty bath salts. End of questioning. But I just, it's appalling to me that there's people out there that find that that's what they should entertain their time.
Yeah, what are you going to do today? Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking about licking some doorbells.
You heard of that new company, Ring? I heard they got some pretty quality tasting doorbells. Oh. I'm going to go check it out myself.
That's right. You got that right. I'm doing a horrible job.
We're teching it up here, people.
Running this show today.
We're teching it up. Considering how many shows we've made it through that you've done well.
Yeah, I think that's true.
This is a, what do they call that? This is a
chance to screw up.
A mulligan? There
a
you
mulligan.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
You know, a gimme.
Back to the article. Previous years have been organized groups of subway riders taking per determined commuter train routes in their underwear. Ah, they are in their underwear in cities including New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, London, Boston, Berlin, Calgary, Dallas, Mexico City, Tokyo, London, Lisbon, St. Petersburg, Melbourne,
all right,
and San Francisco.
Is this the Illuminati? What is going on here? This is like a secret underground pantsless subway riding Utopia freak show.
That's what it is. It's a freak show.
Of people colluding all over the world in the biggest cities. That's not a coincidence, people. Not you want to talk conspiracy? Let's get into it.
All right.
No.
I don't. Yeah. Nope. Oh, that's... Nah. I don't know.
Nope.
Well, what time is it? It's about the bottom of the hour. I just got to run a quick sponsor real quick. We'll be right back.
Give me 30 seconds to talk about the Espinoza Group, a group within the real estate firm in Gilbert, Arizona. Sherry says, what many agents don't take into account is that it's not just the house itself that dictates how we go about marketing and selling it. That's why in my career in real estate for over 20 years, I've developed systems, processes, and resources specific to each different situation you might be in. Visit their website at www.azhomesbysherry.com. That's azhomesbysherry, S-H-E-R-I.com. Or you can visit their office at 1521 East Elliott Road, suite number 104, Gilbert, Arizona, 85234. Experience the difference.
All right, and we're back. We've got all kinds of things that were supposed to happen today. But, you know, unfortunately...
What would be more 2021 than things not going as expected?
Yeah, that's right. What are you eating under there? Underwear, Kelly.
Oh, and then this is Kelly now. You do know most of this is Dave, I hope.
Well, yes.
It explains the so most.
It explains so much.
Wow. All right.
What are you eating under there? Underwear.
Smells like Up Dog in here.
What's Up Dog?
Not much. What's up with you?
Jeez, I dropped a Henway today.
What's a Henway?
About 4 pounds.
We're on a roll here. So if this is what you guys came for, you're getting the utmost quality content from the That's Pops right. and Low Radio Show.
Hey, keep your fingers crossed because we're waiting on Paul Scardino to show up in the room. You never know. He might show up. He's the world's largest Funko Pop collection guy. He's actually the Guinness World Record holder.
Yeah, and so, I mean, if it's a worst-case scenario, Paul doesn't show up today, I promise you, we will get him.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Miscommunications, it happens.
You know, in the day and age of technology, what's more reliable than technology?
Well, on Wednesday evening, Staffordshire police in England received an astonishing call.
Wait, pause.
Yeah.
Did we not have a Staffordshire story in recent weeks?
I believe we did. I believe it was just last week.
And I feel like we commented on how cool the name sounds.
That's right. Staffordshire. Should be out of the Hobbit.
Maybe that's a place we need to figure out some money, take a trip to, take one of our 5 pictures for the resolution this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you this. If I do travel cross country, it will be by vehicle.
Vehicular.
By car.
Vehicular.
And I will take at least 5 pictures in odd places.
Hey, there you go. You know what? I appreciate that as a representative.
And I'll have that whole list of odd pictures.
And you know what? I'll need you to Photoshop me in there.
That's right. Well, on Wednesday evening, Staffordshire police in England received an astonishing call. On the other end of the line were 2 men audibly discussing the robbery that they were in the middle of committing. 2 criminals were
butt dial.
2 criminals were unaware that one of them had butt dialed the cops and were wholly surprised when the authorities arrived a short while later. I think we just have just arrested the world's unluckiest burglars, the Chief Inspector John Owen said. Whilst committing a burglary, one of the bungling burglars
of Burglarham or whatever. Yeah, geez. Yeah,
has accidentally sat on his phone and dialed 999. Apparently, that's the emergency line.
That was also Herman
over
King's,
in England.
Tax plan there.
That's right, Herman Cain.
999 plan.
God rest his
soul. In peace, Herman Cain.
That's right.
But that's, I mean, you're already scared out of your mind. These guys, I'm sure, were calculated in every other area, except for the fact that he left his phone in his pocket and it called the police. Like, oh, man.
It's an unfortunate situation.
It is odd.
According to The Guardian, Staffordshire police confirmed the suspects were two men. One of them was 49. The other was 42 years old. It's yet unclear which of them was responsible for sitting on their phone you know and notifying the police. The 49-year-old.
Yeah, you know which one it was.
Why's it got to be the old guy?
Look.
Huh?
Hey, listen, keep your wits about you.
That's right.
No, these bungling burglars of butt dials. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's just remarkable.
But what is clear is that the officers on the other line even heard their colleagues when they came to make the arrest.
See, that's, you know what's crazy about that?
They stayed on the line that long.
That's crazy. And, like, imagine that operator, right? The operator gets on is like, what is going on? Okay, somebody definitely butt dialed us. But then you hear something.
Right.
Right? I wonder what that moment was.
This is the police?
No. I'm saying them hearing them in progress stealing stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was that moment? Like, that guy was like, huh, you excited to rob this place? Like, how obvious could it have been that she was like, yeah, I got to stay on the line?
It was probably something like, hey, check upstairs. Let's go through their dresser drawers. We're looking for jewelry. We're looking for money.
Which is all self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Like, if you guys are planning to rob something together, you've gone through this before.
That's right. See if you could find the car keys. They got a nice car out front. You know, there's probably a million things that indicated the fact that they were trying to steal stuff.
All right.
Well, according to CNN, the remarkable failure on behalf of the two robbers has since seen them compared to the villains in the Christmas classic Home Alone. While not suffering as many injuries as their fictional counterparts, the Staffordshire duo has suffered an equally embarrassing blunder.
Yeah, they're not the wet bandits. They're not the sticky bandits. They're the bungling bandits.
The bungling
bandits of burglary.
Burglar. Even the chief inspector couldn't help himself from drawing the comparison, tweeting an animated GIF of Home Alone character Marv in his public announcement of the arrests.
Harry.
The local authorities confirmed that the baffling incident occurred in the Middleport area of Stoke-on-Trent. I think that was another.
I'm saying that sounds real familiar.
Stoke-on-Trent. I think that's the Trent River over there. I think it was Tom Golly that actually explained that to us.
Yes.
They justified their arrival at the scene to the burglars by explaining how the phone call led them to believe that the two men were indeed committing a crime. As it stands, the unlucky pair are currently in custody, and it remains unclear whether they've been processed yet. But these halfway crooks aren't alone in their misfortune. In 2016, another ill-fated duo made the colossal mistake of holding up a French McDonald's, inside of which 11 armed paramilitary members were eating.
I wish we had that story. That's incredible. You walk in, you're like, yeah, this is our... First off, why a McDonald's? Second off, why a French McDonald's? Of all the restaurants in France.
I don't know.
McDonald's. And then, like, what are you getting from... Anyways, and then you walk in and 11 paramilitary special force dudes are sitting there chilling. They all turn and look at you. Yeah. Ah, damn.
Well, you know, burglars, they're not always the smartest people.
Usually bungling.
You know, right. That's why jails are filled with them.
Right. God.
We know that. And it was only last year that a burglar in Sonora, California, fell through the ceiling of a tobacco shop he was trying to rob. His breach immediately triggered the alarm and led to his arrest. I remember that.
Man.
So there you go. So a couple bungling idiots out there.
Bungled their way into jail.
Bungled their way into jail.
We chagrin and bungling, words of the day.
Chagrin, yeah, much to Tubin's chagrin. You can't go pantsless in New York on the subway this year, as much as he would love to do so.
Oh man.
But see, the problem with him is he can't just do it in his underwear.
Nah, see, yeah, he's full send.
See what I mean?
Yeah, he's full send.
Yeah, what do they call that? The full Monty.
Right, the full Monty. Yeah,
the full Tubin.
He is commando.
Yeah.
100%. Wow.
So I guess we could say now that, you know, if that happens during, you know, like a Zoom call, you've been tubined.
Oh.
I think that should catch on.
I think you just created a phrase.
I think that ought to catch on. You've been tubined.
Yeah, you bungling idiots. You've been tubined.
Yeah. So, so our trip, I'm going to look for the craziest places to stop.
Oh. So are you taking the backwards L? Are you taking the bottom up, or are you guys cutting straight across?
We're going to go the fastest way to get there.
Gotcha.
And then the way back, The way back, we're going to take our time.
Probably take the L on the way, go down, and then over. You guys going to go to, like, Destin
we're
and stuff? Probably,
I don't know. We're not going to go that far, but we're going to go north, I think.
Oh, you're taking the...
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Wow.
Well, okay. We'll figure it out. We don't know yet.
It's not like we haven't done it all before.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
There's not a way that's usually common that we haven't pretty much gone.
I actually have a picture of me sitting in the world's largest lawn chair in Dallas, Texas. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. See, we could find some good ones. And we'll have to create a montage.
A full tubing.
A full tubing.
All out tubing. So a dog walker in Gateshead. I'm not sure where that is. I'm assuming it's in England.
Sure.
A dog walker in Gateshead sent officers a photograph of what appeared to be a toe poking out of the soil.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And, like, didn't want to go over and check if there was something attached to the toe?
Well, it was a toe.
Put that back. You pull up the whole foot and then just tuck the foot back in. No.
Oops. Listen. Now if you see guilty. A toe sticking out of the ground,
that's the smart
move.
The
last thing you want to do is yank on it.
It's because
you don't know what it's connected to.
You also don't want to waste their time. It's just a toe. Don't worry. Right? Like, come on. Here's an odd fact about Pops and Lowe.
Yeah.
Pops and Lowe actually know. Wow, we are now getting into the PG-13 category here,
people. I'm going to assume that was Dave again and not Kelly.
I would strongly be shocked. Fun fact about Pops and Lowe, we actually know two different people that have actually lost their toe due to lawnmower accidents.
That's right.
Two people in our lifetime.
I know of one.
You actually know two. You just didn't remember. So, yes, Eric and then Anthony. Anthony Chavez, a follower of the show. Wow. Jeez. So,
Anthony Chavez.
Hey, it could have been a toe by itself. That's all I'm saying. You should have checked for the time. Maybe you just moved it around with your shoe.
Here's the thing.
Jeez.
I think if you find a toe, it's going to be more likely attached to something, the foot, don't you think?
So,
I mean,
you should be finding a toe anyways. But listen, okay, you said where was this soil that she found the toe?
It was in Gateshead. I'm assuming that's in England.
So if it's in like a city or like, is it like a public park, right? Like, could you imagine like, you're in a public park, there's kids on the swings, you look down and see a toe. That's not a setting you expect someone to bury a body.
That's right.
You're not, I'm saying, you got to check.
Oh, my goodness. But after carrying out the search in the dark with specialist dogs, I mean, they went all out.
Let the dogs chew at the toe.
The specialist dogs, officers discovered it was a potato.
They definitely should have checked for a leg then.
It was a potato with a mushroom growing next to it.
What? Okay, so you had cops come out with a canine thinking a body's there or someone's dismembered.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's a potato?
With a mushroom.
It's a root? That's what you got them out
for? I believe it's a tuber.
A tuber, not a tube in.
A tube.
Yes.
You've been tubered.
No, you've been tubered. That's a good saying for the situation. That should be a new prank. Just planting random potatoes around that look like toes, seeing if people call the police.
You can put five next to each other.
You've been tubered. You've officially been tubered, sir. Oh. Wow.
I'm dying. My eyes are watering. I can barely read the rest of the article.
I just imagine that person's dismay. Like, ma'am, I hate to tell you.
You can see her. Oh, my God. I called the police. There's a toe. I found a toe sticking out of the ground.
Yes, operator, there's a toe.
The police are on their way. They're bringing their dogs. Yeah. This is unbelievable. This is the biggest event in my life.
Ma'am, I hate to regret to inform you, you have dinner. Like,
it's a potato.
Yeah, you can take this home if you would like.
Police praised the woman for her vigilance.
Oh, man.
And said the call had been made in good faith.
She was not vigilant. She should have checked on the toe. I'm telling you. Just
I don't think you touch the toe. I mean, honestly, if you think it's a dead toe, do you touch it?
But do you not try to find out if it's a full body?
That's why they called the cops.
But see, you could walk over with your shoe and move the dirt just a little bit to find out all the information.
Yeah, you could kick a little dirt out of the way.
I'm saying to find out all the information. And then you quickly see, oh, there's a mushroom attached to it. It's no longer, you know, an appendage. It's a tumor.
Northumbria police said the photograph sent on Tuesday when the woman had returned home from her walk in Winnelton area did show what appeared to be a human foot.
That's a quality comment.
I can't touch mine.
Oh, man. Again, assuming this was Dave.
Yeah. At least not without the secretion of some gas.
Right. 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 Oh, man. If you can't touch yours, you should touch random toes that you find to make sure they're not attached to legs. Because
yeah, you know, until recently, I hadn't seen my toes in decades.
You know what? We're not going to get on that topic. But too close to home.
Well, the picture, it says it did appear to be a human foot. Thanks. The person who called this is very concerned. And in the picture she sent to us, the object did look like a human foot. It was already dark by the time we got a call, and so we had to deploy search teams to track down the scene to rule out any foul play.
She may have some PTSD, potato traumatic stress disorder.
Oh.
See? We're reaching here. That was a reach.
That's okay. That's okay.
We got to take a few shots at the stars.
That's right. Throw the noodles against the wall, see what sticks.
Ah, see?
The search team did not or did have a chuckle when they realized it was a potato, but the call was made in good faith, and we can only praise the vigilance of the woman who made the call. He urged anyone who finds themselves in a similar situation, because this happens all the time.
I'm saying, like, first off, you don't find toes all the time.
Or potatoes that look like toes.
Oh, man.
To call the police if you find yourself in that same situation, adding, if it does turn out to be a vegetable, our police dogs will thank you for the treat.
A little shade. Wow. Oh,
my goodness. Well, before we get into our next, let me just run a quick ad. I'll be right back.
Give me a moment to talk about one of our sponsors, Greyfeather Farm. Phyllis wrote back on December 22nd, by far the best products I've ever bought. Don't waste your money on drugstore products that don't do what they say they will do. Shipping is always extremely fast. Can't say enough good things. Highly recommend everything Jennifer sells. Guys, February's coming up and you know what that means. It's going to be Valentine's Day soon. So if you missed out on these products for Christmas, for that favorite little lady in your life, make sure you get some for Valentine's Day. Place your orders now. Go to the link below this video or go to saywhatyouwillradio.com. Go to the sponsors area and click Gray Feather Farm. You'll get free shipping anywhere in the United States. Now back to the show.
What? He just went active.
Oh, nice.
I don't know.
All right, we're back. That's a crazy day. So let's, any updates?
So I'm hoping that it looks like we have some activity there. We may be in communication here momentarily.
Oh, beautiful.
Let me see here. So yeah, you can continue rambling on without me here for a moment.
Yeah, no worries. All right. So this guy, this next story, I don't know if I'm jealous of the guy or I feel bad for him.
I mean, I feel bad for the toe lady.
Nick Carson, 62, suffers from Otto Brewery syndrome.
Ooh.
Otto Brewery.
It just sounds bad.
A disorder that causes his body to turn carbohydrates into alcohol.
What?
Yeah, true thing.
Nah.
It leaves him intoxicated without touching a drop of alcohol.
How do you explain DUIs away? How do you explain?
Well, that's the thing. He's got to carry a breathalyzer with him at all times. The condition also makes Nick crave Victoria's sponge cake, which then leaves him so sozzled. There's that word again.
There it is.
He can pass out the same way an alcoholic would crave a drink. He added, I can go from being stone cold sober to being three times the driving limit in minutes.
I mean, I couldn't imagine what it would be like to even feel that sitting down.
Yeah.
Not doing anything.
You know, that changes like your company birthday parties. Small piece or a big piece. I will take the big piece.
You know what? You know what? Just leave that for me. You guys can. This is my birthday.
Yeah. So there you go. The effect isn't pleasant. Oh, it isn't pleasant. And I have sections of my memory where I have no idea what I've done. So he blacks out from this stuff.
Jeez.
Yeah. Nick developed ABS after being exposed to strong chemicals while at work almost 2 decades ago.
That is, so 2 decades ago, he had an instance.
Yes.
And it's now affecting you. But how does that change your, in? That's wild. I mean, what chemicals? You could save some people a lot of money.
Yeah, he had to put that on the internet.
That's
so we could
be a market.
Expose ourselves. Right. Did I just say we want to expose ourselves? Oh, I just got tubined.
Tubined. Ah, damn. Real quick, Pop, we do have an update.
Okay, what's the update?
So it looks like he did run into some difficulty. He had something come up last minute today. He did apologize greatly. He does want to schedule a day for us in the future, though.
Oh, very good. Okay. So. All right. Well, you know, we'll figure it out.
It
you
just,
know?
It explains so much. Me and yeah. Pop were scrambling there for a minute, but, you know, we digress.
I was worried.
We're here, and now we're talking about a guy that gets drunk just from living.
In my mind, I had pictured one of his shelves of, you know, Funko Pops falling on him.
Or just falling, and he needed to rearrange it.
Yeah, or he's just laying under 5,000 Funko Pops.
That would be a nightmare. You said you were claustrophobic?
Oh.
There you go. Imagine dying with a Marvel character. Funko Pop stuck to the front of your face because you can't get up. Ah, that's well.
But it took years for him to finally be diagnosed after his wife Karen saw the condition on the episode of TV drama Doc Martin. The condition's erratic nature means he has no idea where or when he might get drunk and pass out.
Jeez. I could not imagine.
Wait for the bus ride, please.
I'm missing something.
Lost it.
Well, maybe they're, you know, feeling some of these. What is it called again? What is his disorder?
That would be ABS, and that is...
abs.
Auto brewery syndrome.
Auto brewery. That's just...
Yeah.
I mean, so, like, I wonder what, like, the average level of intoxication is.
He never knows. It can go from mild to severe.
Right, but see, okay, but we're talking about two different things here. We're talking about how he feels versus right. the actual blood alcohol content level. Because that's what I would want to know. There's got to be an average number. Right, somebody tracks that for him.
Yeah, well, he carries a breathalyzer with him at all times, so he's got to be blowing into it to expose yourself. Wait for the bus ride, please. I see.
Exposure.
Okay, to expose.
Thank you for the clarification. Sometimes we...
Yeah. You know what's funny is all these comments that I put up here actually has Kelly's name on it. See how Dave's doing this?
Yeah, I see. He doesn't want anything coming back on himself when he says things like two exposures.
He remains anonymous while Kelly gets all...
If you guys would like to verify who that is, that's Dave Smith. Good luck finding him.
That's right, Ken. All right, so so Nick first noticed the symptoms in 2003. He recalled, "I had horrendous cravings for Victoria's sponge cake."
What? So, okay.
And I don't usually have a sweet tooth, he says.
You noticed it because you started craving food, not because you were like,
"Yeah,
oh,
just like an alcoholic,
I feel trashed." Oh, trust me, you don't have to explain food cravings to me, Your Honor. Okay.
Right.
But. The biggest part of being intoxicated is not just your craving for food. It's the fact that all of your functionalities are not functioning the way that they should function.
The food was causing the drunkenness. So he didn't realize, he didn't understand why, but he was craving that food because he'd become almost addicted to it. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so that's where I misconstrued everything. So
it's
when he eats that it turns that...
Correct.
Whoa.
Into alcohol.
Okay. See, another moment.
Yeah.
I am blonde under here, what's left of it. So just ignore me sometimes. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I wonder, do certain foods more inebriate him?
I guess
this Victoria
sponge cake. Yeah, he said he would have killed for a slice. Sometimes people treat my condition as a joke, and I'll say I'll be cheap to take out, but actually, it's horrible. When you wake up on the other side, there's a whole lot of psychological damage. You feel so guilty about what you said and did the night before.
His whole life is the night before.
That's what I'm saying.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We need one of those sound bites because that just changed my life. I couldn't imagine that.
That's right.
Your whole life is the mistake from the night before.
He's trying to bring awareness to ABS. He said, I hope sharing my story will help. Now I know a lot more about the condition. It's become like a little easier to manage. I think we're coping with it well.
How do you manage that?
That's unbelievable.
That's odd.
It is odd.
I just, could you imagine trying to manage something that every time you eat pretty much anything? Like, I mean, it would pair well with some things like, hey, pizza, I just expect that. But like,
right.
Particularly Victoria sponge cake. I didn't even know some lady named Victoria had her own sponge cake.
Well, you know, it might be. Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
That's wow.
Who knows the origin of Victoria's sponge cake? But
maybe that's Victoria's secret.
I'm kind of craving a slice of Victoria's sponge cake.
Yeah, I wish I knew what that was. It sounds,
I don't like know. It sounds cake. Delicious. Maybe yeah. With a little bit of strawberries and some cream.
Uh-oh.
See what I'm saying?
We're going to redirect here, people. Pops is doing really well on his diet.
Yeah. So anyway, that's about it for the show. We will be back in about an hour.
Yeah.
We're going to be back around, what time is it now? It's 6 o'clock.
We'll be back.
Mountain time. So it'll be 7 o'clock mountain time when we go back on the air.
For those that are like me and can't do simple math.
For the Undrafted GM show, and you're going to have a co-host today.
I am. Today's going to be a special co-host.
And it is the playoffs, so there's a lot of stuff going on. The Buffalo Bills made it in.
Yep, they are in like Flynn. And actually, the conclusion of the Seattle and Rams game should be here, so I'm going to cheat and look at that right now, actually.
I think the Rams were winning when the game, when the show started, so I would love to see Pete Carroll and all 12 men watching the game from home next week.
Oh, wow. He took shots at all 12 of them.
All 12 men. So anyway, that's it for the Pops and Low Radio Show. I want to thank everybody for being here and watching the show. Thanks, Kelly, for all these obscene comments.
Kelly/Dave.
Dave is clearly sitting at home. He's the angel.
Oh, I do apologize. See, I was cheating there.
That's no worries. Wow. No worries. And so that's about it. So we will be back live next Saturday. And maybe we'll have the Funko Pop guy on next Saturday.
Yeah, be sure to keep in touch with us about that. We'll make sure we get back in contact with him. He said he just had some outstanding circumstances. We understand life is crazy, so we're going to make it happen.
He's probably got outstanding bills on those Funko Pops.
Either that or maybe he found a good one.
You never know. All right, well, until next week, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Until then, be safe and God bless.